Knowing where the Ebola hotspots are in a country is crucial to getting an outbreak quickly under control. Many have criticized the initial slow response to the West Africa outbreak, saying it's a big reason the virus quickly spread. Now, a German research center is developing a project to monitor Ebola and other outbreaks in real time. Professor Gerard Kauze says the new project, called EboCon, uses real-time monitoring to better manage an outbreak.
At the moment, we don't have treatments available and we don't have vaccines available. And even if we did, we would still need rapid follow-up of every new case that is occurring in order to guide this new patient to proper isolation and treatment.
Even more important, he says, is finding all those who came in contact with the patient, a process called contact tracing.
Capture every contact person and to follow up this contact person for 21 days and to see that they don't develop fever. If you have a number of cases, can be very, very complex very rapidly and will rapidly overwhelm the staff in the field. So for that reason, we are trying to build a management tool that will facilitate this task.
Kauze is head of the Department of Epidemiology at the Helmholtz Center for Infection Research and EboCon project leader for the German Center for Infection Research.
This is an information technology tool that we are developing together with colleagues from Nigeria that will take care of all those management aspects.
The EboCon project calls for setting up a command center, so to speak, in the capital of affected countries. Then health workers would use cell phones to relay in real time information on suspected cases around the country.
From the first entry of a rumor entering the public health service, they will send someone to verify the case. And when this case is verified, there will be diagnostic initiated. When the diagnostic is confirmed, there will be contact persons followed up for 21 days. If they develop fever, they will then again be treated as suspect people. And so on. It gets very complicated very fast. We need a management tool that takes care of that.
The health workers would be contacted by cell phone with instructions on how to handle their situation.
The emergency operations center in the center of the city will have a full overview of what's happening and can also redirect the resources accordingly. At the moment, we are working in Nigeria on this for the simple reason that they have successfully gone through the experience in containing the outbreak, and this is a very valuable experience, and should it become successful there, it will, of course, be applicable generally to any other country.
The Nigerian EboCon project is taking place in Lagos and Port Harcourt. Qualified personnel are being borrowed from other groups to help test the system. Some 500 cell phones will be distributed. The German Ministry of Education and Research is providing $3 million to fund the project. In all, 10 EboCon projects are on the drawing board for the next 14 months. Besides Ebola, they'll manage the latest information on vaccine research and analysis of the infection process. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.